Many Dallasites were panicked last night when they attempted to call emergency services, only to be met with a busy signal. 911 operators were overwhelmed when thousands of reports of a portal opening up above Pearl Street were called into the dispatch center between 8 and 10 p.m. last night. Some callers even reported flying demonic creatures exiting the alleged portal. Okay, is Dallas under threat of demons entering the city through a portal to hell? Of course not. Here to tell you what really happened is Chut Funger, CMO of Thermos Energy. Chut, we're happy to have you in studio.
Thank you. Happy to be here. So Thermos was doing gas line maintenance on Pearl Street last night. And, you know, off-gassing and the ozone alert day we had yesterday. You see what I'm saying? Combined with the barometric pressure, and there was no gas leak. I cannot stress that enough. It was a mass hallucination. Everything is fine. We dug very deep in the ground. Gas was involved. Solar flares?
So what you're saying, Chut, is that none of it was real. Nobody saw anything, and Dallas residents should carry on about their days, working and spending money.
Yeah. I think that's all I was told to say.
Told to say from the experts who investigated the situation, right, Chut?
Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful. Thanks, Chut. Now for a word from our sponsor.
Oh, no.
What is it, darling?
It's my skin. I can't help but notice how much things are starting to sag. My smile lines are so deep. I'm getting...
No. I think you're beautiful. My darling bride. Aging is a privilege, and I'm happy to grow old with you. Those lines tell the story of laughter and love
God,
we shared
shut up! Do you even hear how ridiculous you sound?
I'm sorry?
Ugh. I want to do something, but I don't know that I'm ready for injectables or surgical options. I just don't know what to do.
Are you a woman who's losing her value to society by showing natural signs of aging? Do you want to do something about your disgusting face, but you aren't ready for fillers, neuromodulators, or surgery? Ask your dermatologist about Phalloderma from Sanguis Pharmaceuticals. Phalloderma employs our patented tri-active technology, combining three incredible actives. Salmon sperm DNA aids in production of fibroblasts, which are responsible for producing collagen and elastin. Epidermal growth factor, ethically harvested from discarded foreskins, encourages those fibroblasts to work. And prostanoin, a powerful ingredient derived from raccoon prostates, gives skin a healthy glow.
What's that smell?
Oh, I just put on my Phalloderma.
Why does it smell like that?
It's the Tri-Active technology.
Okay.
The smell dissipates in 4 to 6 hours. Besides, it's a small price to pay to look this good.
Do not use Phalloderma if you are allergic to Phalloderma, pregnant, chest feeding, or allergic to raccoons. Do not use if you are taking Scrotera. Side effects may include atopic dermatitis, flushing, redness, rabies, anal sneezing, kidney boulders, an insatiable hunger for trash, foreskin regrowth, and death. Stop taking Phalloderma and talk to your doctor immediately if you begin to grow salmon-like scales. This may be a sign of a serious problem.
Phalloderma, it's time to stop dicking around with wrinkles.
Were it not for her immense degree of physical exhaustion and copious medication, Dawn wouldn't have been able to sleep. She kept replaying the horrible things she had just experienced. Carmilla biting her, being kicked out of a skyscraper, holding Rita in her arms while she died. Sunny had given her a fistful of meds for the pain and to stave off infection. Sunny had asked Dawn to sleep in her room because she was afraid to be alone. Dawn gladly obliged. She didn't want to be alone either. As the meds kicked in, Dawn's body finally gave her brain the message that they needed sleep, and she drifted off.
The dreamscape? I'm in the dreamscape. How? Rita? Rita? It had better be you. You had better. Rita? Rita? Rita, come out here right now. Rita!
Show me where Rita is!
Dawn paused, waiting for the dreamscape to respond. The dreamscape gave her nothing. She took out her frustrations on the closest door she could reach.
Show me where she is! God damn it!
I just lost her! Why am I here? If she's not here, why did you bring me here? She is gone! She's gone.
As Dawn sat on the floor crying, she felt the door she was resting against begin to move.
Rita?
Sorry, Donnie. It's just me.
Oh, Kyle. You're awake. You called me here. I was just... I have some news I have to break to you. Can we go sit somewhere and...
Oh, sweetheart. I already know. I already know, and that's why I'm awake. That's why I called you here. I know what you just went through. I saw it. I know things are fresh, and I know how exhausted you are, but time is of the essence. We need to go talk. Do you want some food? I know a place.
Okay. This is my favorite Vietnamese restaurant. It closed down 2 months ago.
That explains why Rita was building it in here.
It's just like it, but quieter? It has the open kitchen and everything, but I can't hear it. I usually have to blast my tardigrade audiobook through my headphones and have Rita order for me.
From what I can tell, Rita was trying to make the Dreamscape version a more Dawn-friendly place. I don't think she got a chance to finish the menu, though. Lemongrass tofu, veggie pho, and Vietnamese iced coffee. Huh. Looks like that's all she got finished.
That was what we always ordered. We'd both get pho and split the tofu.
Sweetie, I... Coffee! Does the coffee help?
It helps a little. What did you want to talk about? Are you okay? You've been unconscious for over a week. I didn't even know that could happen to death.
I'm okay. That's actually part of what I wanted to talk to you about. I know... Hold on. This coffee is begging to get sipped. Oh my god, that's so good. I can't believe Rita replicated it that well. She has such a gift for food. I think she gets it from me.
Had. Rita had such a gift.
Oh, baby girl. Fuck me, that's good coffee. Anyway, Dawn, baby girl. Baby girl? Dawn? Dawn, baby girl. Rita is my daughter. Do you really think she's gonna go out that easily?
Kyle, what do you mean? What does that mean?
Rita was only really dead for a moment. She's alive, but different. In a hell dimension.
She's alive? Why didn't you lead with that, motherfucker? You could have told me that when I was sobbing in the hallway!
Big news! I thought you'd want to be in a calming setting and not on the floor in the hall. You didn't think it was weird that I wasn't crying about my dead kid?
I'm sorry.
You should have told me in the hallway. But I'm sorry I threw my coffee at you.
I'm not good with crying humans. I should have known to lead with the Rita isn't dead part. And look, all cleaned up.
Wait, How do you know all of this? You've been unconscious. How did you learn where Rita is?
Why don't I show you?
We're in Strapsville.
We're in the memory of you saving me, not Strapsville proper. I'm splitting hairs.
Rita.
I know it's gotta be hard to see her right now, given what happened. What happened when she died. Thank you for being there for my kiddo.
I thought you said she was alive.
Yeah, but she also did die. She's a demigod, and I'm her dad. Her relationship with dying is bound to be complicated.
Why are we here?
I went back too far. We need to go to where I passed the fuck out after getting my shit rocked by that biblically accurate dick whistle.
Where the fuck are we?
Eternity. The void. The nothing that people who die and come back say they saw because they weren't dead long enough to get to the other world or sorted into their respective dimension. This is where I go on the rare occasion I sleep. But in a sense, I'm always sleeping.
Why are we here?
Remember how I can see different timelines?
Hard to forget.
And you know how some people get their best thinking done when they're driving or taking a shower?
Yes.
I see timelines best when I'm past the fuck out.
And a stunning reverse.
Holy shit. Oh,
sorry. I know it's overwhelming. It'll get easier in a minute.
What am I supposed to be looking at? Wait, is that Cardi B in the Oval Office?
Yeah, that happens in more timelines than you'd expect. She enacts a lot of pro-union policies.
Nice. So what am I actually supposed to be looking at? I don't think you brought me here to see President Cardi.
So while I was awake, I wasn't able to see things in their entirety. I kept getting stuck on how many times Rita died. I don't see all the details. Some things I see happen in most timelines. I learned from a friend those are called checkpoints. I knew the timelines where Rita died were timelines that kept going for Earth. The ones where she lived, there was no more Earth.
Okay.
I'm saying I didn't see what happened after she dies. It's a checkpoint, and I was too upset over my kid dying to see it.
What's happening?
I'm trying to poof.
Poop all you want, we're still gonna eat you.
Poof! Poof! What the fuck is wrong with me? I can't even...
Who the fuck?
Hey, hooded figure with an axe. Not that I don't appreciate you killing those demons, but if you thought you were gonna get to eat me now, you should know that I am riddled with those booty hole worms you get from pork. You don't want any of my meat. Please, think of your booty hole.
Rita!
How do you know my name?
You would know that if you gave me a chance to lower my hood or get more than a single word out.
Carmilla!
Holy shit,
no,
Millie
I'm
is there.
Not,
but she's well, not evil anymore?
Not
Wait, we're back in the restaurant.
I kind of freaked out after seeing that checkpoint and finally woke up. And also, I wanted to get back to this coffee.
But you were in a coma for like a week.
Dawn, I gave you the Cliff's Notes for Linear Bing's version of that experience. Do you really think I could have narrowed in on that shared checkpoint with Carmilla and Rita in a matter of a few minutes?
This timeline stuff is confusing. Can't you also see how we can save Rita?
No.
That's certainly inconvenient.
Oh, is that inconvenient? I'm sorry, I can't move the plot along further by giving you step-by-step instructions on where to find my daughter. I saw a checkpoint, a very important one. If Rita and Carmilla are-
Millie,
fine, whatever. If Rita and Millie can kill Ambrosio, it could fix everything. If Judith gets there first, we have a serious problem.
So, how do I help? What do I do?
Oh, sorry. What do you do? Well, I thought that was obvious. You've got to go to hell.
So, like I said before, time is a little fucked up with our heroines in different dimensions. I think you've gotten that much by now. I'm going to do my best to get you up to speed. Let's rewind it back to where you last saw Rita, like Kyle just showed Dawn. But let's see what happened after that. I can do that. It's my right as the narrator. Aren't you glad we're friends? Nobody else on the show can do this. I'm sorry for rambling. I just missed everyone between this season and last season. When the show isn't happening, I just kind of wait in this white void. It's been a very boring several months. Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, here's what happened after what Kyle showed Dawn.
Where are we going?
To find Ambrosio before Judith does.
Judith's here?
Yes, or at least she's in a neighboring hell dimension. I don't know exactly. She's trying to make her way to Ambrosio, and we're going to beat her there.
What? Why?
Because you're going to help me kill him before she can.
Me? Me do it? Me kill him?
Yes.
Wait, how long have you been here? You look all post-apocalyptic, and that isn't something that generally happens in a few minutes.
About 8 months or so. I'm not sure exactly.
8 months? You died right before I did!
Yes. It seems time moves much faster here. But don't get used to it. We're gonna get out of this dimension as quickly as we can.
You found Ambrosio already?
No, I didn't, but we'll figure it out. I got news of someone who I believe is Judith.
No! No, my ring! My engagement ring. Maybe I dropped it.
Where are you going?
I have to find my ring. It must have fallen off somewhere.
Rita, it probably didn't make the trip here with you.
How do you know that?
I'm guessing your engagement ring isn't something you made yourself, like your physical form? All your clothes are ones that you manifested onto yourself, right? Physical items from Earth can't come with you. It's likely sitting right where you died.
I fucked up so bad with Sunny. I died before she could yell at me. I died before she could tell me she never wanted to see me again. That was the last reminder I had of my sunshine.
I wish to help, but I know nothing of your interpersonal drama. You should really not sit in that dirt.
Don't fuck off! God, I'll sit in whatever dirt I fucking want! This is your fault!
That wasn't... Yes. I'm sorry. There's never going to be anything I can say that will make you forgive me for what I did when I was turned, alright? I know that. And you don't owe me your forgiveness. And I don't expect it. Even though I was trapped after I was turned, I was still the one who accepted a deal from Ambrosio. I still took the first life that turned me into her. I know it's my fault, and it torments me.
Good.
Okay. You should really stand up.
I'm covered in dirt anyway. Get over it. Why do you want me to help you kill Ambrosio? I don't even have my...
What's happening right now?
I'm trying to summon my scythe. Looks like that didn't make it with me either. I don't even have my scythe. Why do you think I'm the one to help you kill Ambrosio?
I can't do it.
I mean, you could definitely do it. You're small, but
well,
you're...
more precisely, I shouldn't do it.
Why come?
I was the first vampire. I have more of Ambrosio's power than any other vampire before me. If I kill him, who's to say I won't get all of his power now?
But you don't seem to be a vampire now.
I can't risk becoming her again. I can't do that again.
Yeah, I get it. You can't risk it. Oh shit, Judith.
Yes, you see my concern.
She went Super Saiyan after she killed you.
I'm not familiar with that term.
God, you never worked on your cultural literacy when you were a vampire. She got powerful, like, more than me when I tried anabolic steroids and cocaine.
She
Hold on. Did you do anabolic steroids recreationally?
Yeah. I was on Earth and chilling with some bodybuilders in the 80s. Those are the only two drugs at my disposal.
Oh, that makes sense. Please get up from the dirt.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. Cut that out. You really ought to get up.
Snort my balls! You're the reason I died! I'm not gonna do a single goddamn thing you tell me. I'm gonna roll around in whatever dirt I want. I'll eat the fucking dirt.
There is a bug here called a rectum weevil, and you're right next to one of their mounds.
Oh, Jesus, breakdancing Christ! Rectum, as in
anus.
The pussy?
What? Debussy? Claude Debussy? The impressionist composer?
Ugh! You're like a grandma! How old are you?
Pre-vampire age as well?
Yeah, the whole thing.
About 17 million?
You're so fucking old.
How old are you?
66 million.
Oh, I'm barely older than you.
You're like 8 million years older than me.
Are you that bad at math, or are you just that inept at being hyperbolic for dramatic effect?
Oh my god, what are you even saying, Grandma?
You are insufferable. I'm glad you were created after I was turned.
Wait, where are you going?
To my shelter.
The term shelter doesn't evoke the mental image of a place with Wi-Fi.
I'm squatting in an abandoned Bennigan's on the outskirts of town.
Oh my god, they had Bennigan's here?
Well, from what I can tell of my current dwelling, I think I'm squatting in the flagship restaurant. I believe they started here.
I ate there once. It makes sense. It looks like there's a pretty busy town over there. Isn't there somewhere we can stay that isn't a defunct chain restaurant?
Yes, but this is a hell dimension used for punishing humans. We don't want to go into town looking the way we do. You said somewhere we can stay? Is this you agreeing to kill Ambrosio with me? Is this why you're coming along? I thought you hated me?
Yeah. I obviously hate your fucking guts, but yeah, I'll help. You seem like my best chance of getting back to Sunny and Dawn, and if we manage to kill Ambrosio, that still helps them. That, and I don't want to be left out here with the rectum weevils.
That would help the entire world. With things left as they are, Carmilla, she left things in such a mess with leaking telemarine that the dimensions will merge a lot sooner than your friends may anticipate.
Was it really that bad?
Those global sanguis centers she set up had begun pumping out tainted drugs on a global scale.
Oh, holy shit, it's like we have to kill Ambrosio.
She has left us with little choice. I'm the reason she even existed, and it seems like the least I could do is try to undo some of the damage she's caused. If Judith gets Ambrosio's power, that's the end for everyone. You saw what happened to me when I was saddled with just a portion of it.
Oh no, if she Kirby's Ambrosio, she'll be worse than you ever were.
Kirby? As a verb and not a proper noun? Like the name? What are you talking about? I swear, it's like we don't even speak the same language.
Little pink dude, swallows people, steals their powers, flies around on a star.
Oh my god. How have I never heard of this demon?
He's not a demon. He's just a little dude. Oh my god. Look at this little Beetleborg. You are so cute.
I wouldn't be crouching there.
Can I not stop for a second to marvel at the beauty of nature?
No, I mean I wouldn't crouch with your anus so close to the ground. That's a rectum weevil.
God, fuck!
You're running in the wrong direction. Oh, run towards the old Bennigan sign. There you go. Oh, fuck! Oh, god! Fuck! Rectum weevil!
Hi, you've reached the housekeeping section, and it might be the housekeeping section of today's lucky winner, and it might be the housekeeping section of Info Dumpies, because I am recording a housekeeping section far in advance, because we are going to be moving, and I want to be able to have all of these episodes still coming out while we're moving, but I also do need to pack up things in my recording center station in my room, and I don't want to record bad audio for y'all, so this housekeeping section is going to be the same for probably a couple of months. I usually like to wait to record these until closer to the episode because I want our Patreon shoutout people to be up to date and accurate. But I think y'all understand that you'll get more episodes this way and we don't have to pause anything to make you wait longer. And as soon as I'm able to record these closer to the date, I'm going to start doing that again. But in the meantime, here's the housekeeping section for a show. So if you like the episode of whatever show you're listening to at the moment, check out the episode details to find everyone's social media handles. You can find Mixnomer on Instagram at the handle Mixnomer Productions. If you're listening to today's lucky winner, all of the cast have their social media handles in the episode details, so you can see what we're doing on the interwebs. And if you want to support us, the best way you can do that is by sharing about the show. We don't pay for ads, and we don't take paid ads, so you sharing the show is the way we grow. Like, word of mouth is the way we grow any of our shows. So if you want to tell someone in your Discord server, in your subreddit, in the grocery store, I don't know, anywhere, you tell someone about it. It helps us out a lot. If you are in a place to help us monetarily, you can find a link to our Patreon for Mixnomer in the show details. So when you become a Patreon subscriber, you are subscribing to get content for any and all shows we make in perpetuity, and you get to support everything we do. It gets split among our cast members because we do profit sharing and we try to make sure that everyone essentially gets the same hourly rate for their work. So when you become a Patreon supporter, starting at the $1 level, you can get access to our Discord server, where we do things like streams where we play Jackbox games, streams where you watch me and Violet play a video game together, I do body doubling, I started doing like a little Stitch and Bitch hour, where we do different fiber arts, and we just chat. It's like a virtual knitting circle. It's very fun. But when you do that, it's just at the dollar level, you get access to all of that. And then at higher levels, you get access to things like music from today's lucky winner and live recordings of our today's lucky winner episodes and all of the notes from me and Violet and our guests that they make for Info Dumpies episodes that have a bunch of links so you can go learn more about a subject that you heard on an episode of Info Dumpies. There's lots of cool stuff. And when you support us on Patreon at certain levels, you can also get a cool shout out, like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, Sewing Seraph, B. Trossler, Smriti Singh, Helen Clifford, M. Mosen, Lucy, and Nicole Valdivieso. And if you haven't yet, it would be really helpful for us if you left a rating and a nice review to let people know that you liked our shows. It helps us get higher in recommendations and on different charts and get recommended to more people. Subscribing also does that, and it costs you nothing, and that helps us out a lot. So if you would like to support us in another way, that's another way you can help us out. But yeah, hopefully I will be having my recording set up at our new house when we get moved to, we're moving from Texas to Minneapolis, so that's going to be a big change. But once we get settled in Minneapolis and I have my recording station set up, these housekeeping sections will be bespoke per episode of show again, I promise. I feel bad cutting corners, and I feel bad that there's some people who might join our Patreon between now and then who might not get their shout out immediately, but again, I would rather get you shows in a timely manner than worry about that too much. I'm trying to not let my perfectionism take over. But that's all I got for you, little buddies. God, if you listen to Info Dumpies and you don't listen to today's lucky winner, calling you little buddies sounds condescending. But I promise it's not. But that's all I got for you now, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die. And if you're an Info Dumpies listener and you don't listen to today's lucky winner, my ending is... That's my ending. Okay, sorry.